Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He could come here, you could win the Super Bowl. If he can't offer that anymore, yes, can he be the roster builder that he's been all along?
Not going to be an attractive destination for free agents if Tom Brady is no longer in New England.
I'm telling you, man, it could get wild. It could get very wild.
Dale Arnold.
I'm happier that it got out to come to light. People are outraged and they want to go after the players and this and that. And I understand it, rightfully so.
People need to chillax.
Rich Keefe.
Adding another playoff team is unnecessary. It's just not going to be very good.
This guy sucks.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
You can't have sex with ghosts.
Wow, good question.
Who doesn't like a good hug?
Rich, that is a great, great question.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI, our WEEI.com friend, Andy Hart. Isn't that what you'd be if you were a member of WEEI.com? You'd be a WEEI.com?
I hope not. I don't
know. Yeah, blackballed in Hollywood in the 1940s and 50s.
Could be tough for you.
Yeah.
Andy Hart's in the house. But we had Mike Giardi on last week, right?
Monday.
Oh, it was Monday this week. It was Monday. Mike Giardi, NFL Network, joined us. We had a great conversation about where this offseason is going and with Brady and the possibilities that Brady could go elsewhere. I guess Giardi appeared on another show in the market earlier this morning. They put it up on their website with the headline, Mike Giardi, It's Time to Move On from Brady, which is a pretty dramatic headline, I might add.
Time to move on.
To which Mike Giardi wrote, I don't think I said that at all. Shake my head.
That's tough. That's tough.
I mean, if you're going to put the guy on, and good for you, we wanted to put him on too. He's a very good NFL source. And as Andy Hart points out, smells better than anybody else in the market.
No question.
That's good. Mm. But don't you have to portray what he said accurately?
Well, unfortunately, that's not where the business is going, Dale. I can tell you when I do NBC Sports Boston sometimes, and yeah, I don't know if Rich can back this up, sometimes you get home and you check your Twitter feed, and it's like you're looped in, and it says, you know, Hart, colon, Brady sucks. And you're like,
oh, boy.
Wait a minute.
I don't really recall.
Well, that's like when we had Michael Irvin on, because let's be honest, his appearance here a couple of weeks ago caused no end of storm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when he came on with us last Friday, I said, are we good here? He said, You guys didn't portray it wrong.
Nope. It's just people kind of, you know, jump to their own conclusions, or you take a 10-minute interview and you're like, all right, well, how can we boil that down? Well, I didn't really say this, but I need to get a headline out of it. So here's the headline.
It's movie poster.
Yeah,
making,
it is a lot
right?
of that.
They do that. They pick the reviews and the words are in the review. But when you take the three or four mm-hmm. words out of the sentence, sometimes it can have a whole different meaning.
Because it gets rid of the nuance. There's a lot of nuance
right.
to the Tom Brady
like
discussion.
If, and I'm just theorizing here. Like if Mike Giardi said, look, I know there are some people who say it's time to move on from Tom Brady.
Right. Giardi, colon, it's
Tom
time
Brady,
to move on.
Yeah.
And he said it. The words came out of his mouth.
They
if
did.
You cut it in
yep.
the beginning and the end, he actually said it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what he was saying.
Correct. Well, and wouldn't you be a bit hesitant
to go on again?
To return to said property.
If I were Giardi, I would only come on this show on this station when I'm
because
on.
Because you tell everybody how good he smells.
The Dale and Hart show, as you said earlier.
I know. I did. I can't even
Is there something
it.
I didn't know?
And
no,
that's actually what Giardi came on Monday. It was the Dale and
it
Hart show.
It was the Dale and Hart show. That's why I came on.
Getting pink eye.
What's that? Neither here nor there, what I was doing.
I should have asked Giardi if I could smell him.
Uh, w-
I should have.
Next time.
And that voice was a little creepy the way he said that. Just, holy Moses. But we do have to say, right, he is on the bye-bye side.
He's on the big board here, the Tom Brady gone or stay board.
He did say that Mike Giardi. He thinks there's a real good chance he's, but the whole idea.
He's the first name on the gone side.
I don't know that there was anything to it. I mean, in terms of order. I think it was just, you know, Shime was writing away over there, and it's whatever popped into his head at the time.
The list was given to me. It was not originally mine.
Half the people in the city are going to have egg on their face. That is split right down the middle now.
I mean, I haven't done the count, but it, actually, I think Stay has slightly more names on it, but not a lot.
We're kind of the chickens, too. That's the easy thing. There's no bold in saying he's staying.
Bold. And then the next level.
I kind of want to change just because of that.
Yeah, because then the next level is you take all the gons and you got to actually pick a team, too. You should pick where he's going to go.
And we got a late run here from the Titans based on Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter.
Titans got to be the favorite right now just based off of Darlington.
They feel like
now,
the last couple days.
Just because of Mike Vrabel?
No. It's also a good team, hence them beating you.
But every time I hear Brady and the Titans married up, every time I hear that, I hear, Mike Vrabel's friendship with Tom Brady.
Well, there was a comfort.
Which, by the way, I think is slightly overstated.
Oh, me
too.
You
got to tighten those things up.
But at least you know it, right? There's a comfort there.
It's a known. It's like, not like some of the other
Anthony Lynn. I don't know if you have any idea. And John Gruden, from afar.
And you might not like what you know.
Right. Could be a negative. The coach is at least a positive. They have, assuming they re-sign him, one of the best running backs in football. A.J. Brown looks like a real receiver. Their tight ends aren't big names but are productive, and maybe they add another receiver.
Plus, if you've lived through the last 2 years of Mike Vrabel out-Belichicking Belichick, right?
Yes.
He has screwed around and beaten Belichick.
Right, and I think it's one of the few teams that they're probably still below the Chiefs, but they immediately jump ahead of everybody else.
But the problem is, if we're going to go down the road of Brady wants to know, like, what's going to be around him, what the offenses be, is Derrick Henry staying? Because if Derrick Henry's not there, that changes everything.
No, I know that. But I'm going to assume that he is there. And if you bring in Brady, you have even more reason to, because they can tag Henry and then figure it out. But then you have more reason to say, all right, we got to get something done here.
But then that sort of shows your hand. Assuming there's a new CBA and you now tag Derrick Henry, well, what are we doing? Are we letting Tannehill go? And what if we don't get Brady? So there's a little more trepidation there.
Because I think if they don't get Brady, I think they could just re-sign Tannehill to a deal.
What if he goes elsewhere? What if he has another opportunity?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
he does seem to want to be there.
He definitely could, but I just feel like he's not going to sign with another team immediately. Now, what was that based off of? I don't know. My best guess, and looking around the league, looking at who are the free agent quarterbacks, certain guys are going to stay with their teams, and then some of the other ones are going to move around. You haven't heard a single rumor about, oh, Miami's in on, well, actually, Miami wouldn't be on Tannehill.
No, pretty sure they're not.
But like Tampa Bay or the Chargers, none of these teams have been linked to Tannehill yet. So I feel like the Titans is going to be where he is unless they get Brady, and then he's going to have to find a place to go, maybe even a tier.
Do we assume, as far as we know, as we sit here right now, there have been no negotiations between the Patriots and Tom Brady. In fact, we don't even know that Bill Belichick has said, Tom, we want you to stay.
Nope.
You know, we want to let's get together.
And
let's
that might be all that Brady needs to hear, and he hasn't heard it yet.
As far as I know, he hasn't heard it.
No. I think Jeff Darlington would have told us.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident he hasn't heard that. And I don't think Bill would do that. That's too open-ended. Yeah. That's like these little fact sheets they're sending out about CBA. Tom, we want you.
No, obviously there's a follow-up sentence to, Tom, we want you back as the quarterback. Let's get together and start working on this.
Right. When was the last time Bill said there's no other quarterback I'd rather have? We should go back and track that. Did he say that in the postseason press conference? He called Tom an icon.
He did call him an icon.
He also said he wasn't prepared to talk about it.
He did say it at some point this year, I remember.
Yeah, but when was that?
I don't know when it was.
Was that after Stid had to fill in on a Friday in December?
He's getting a lot of reps.
What's his nickname for Tom? Doesn't have a nickname.
Calls him the goat.
When you really love somebody. No, I never heard him say that.
He said goat a few times.
Maybe the icon.
Yeah, I guess the icon.
He's got a nickname
figure in this organization.
He actually called him Tom Terrific, and he wanted to get it copyrighted. He said, here's a good idea, Tom. You should put in for that.
That won't hurt you. That won't be bad PR.
No, people love that. And then you can sell shirts because everybody calls you Tom Terrific.
Stid. He's got a pet name for his backup.
Stid.
First year, 3 months into a season.
Maybe he doesn't know his whole name.
Maybe
it could go the other way.
You know, there's actually the possibility.
It's kind of like Brady with Harry.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his name either. Well, haven't spent that much time with him.
Doesn't need to.
No, not anymore.
No.
But Bill would never say, no, Tom, we want you here. I don't see, like, open-ended.
Obviously, it wouldn't just be that line. It would be, Tom, we want you to be the quarterback next year. When can we get together and start working on this?
And Tom would say, Bill, I want to be here. And then Bill slides a number across and, oh, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reality. I still get back to, and I believe Tom
Curran. I mean, it's one of those, who has to blink first, but don't you have to have some conversation that involves, Tom, we want you to be the quarterback, and Tom responding, and I want to be the quarterback there. You can't do anything else until you do that.
Or the opposite. Let's just agree with the Philip Rivers Chargers thing. Agree to part ways.
Okay, and let's say that's the case and entirely possible. What's holding that up?
Because no one's willing to do that yet.
Yeah,
and they
not
shouldn't.
There yet.
I don't think they know that.
Yeah, it is interesting. Because the Chargers and Rivers, obviously, as you point out, they did that already.
It is funny. Right. The three oldest quarterbacks that are free agents this year are all very different in their outcomes. Breeze is announcing on Instagram, hey, who dat nation, I'm back. And the Saints obviously are okay with that. They're not trying to get Brady or go in a younger direction. They're good with it.
And they should have the weirdest situation.
They do.
Have
with
two
Hill.
Other quarterbacks who have shown the ability to play. One who filled in very capably for more than a month.
5-0.
And another who people think could be a franchise quarterback. Is this
I am not in that camp. Everybody's saying that now, but I am
not
there.
What did J.J. Watt say? That's a hard no for me.
Hard no.
Yeah.
No chance.
Dog.
A 30-year-old quarterback with 15 attempts?
But still, that's a year. So you're the Saints. You have three free agent quarterbacks, as Andy said. Plus, there is a ton of guys, including the greatest of all time, who are all available. It's a good draft class for quarterbacks, at least that's what they're saying. And Drew Brees just announces on Instagram on the top of a mountain that he's back. All right, so they're on the same page.
Which, by the way, Dale, is sort of what you just talked about. Like, publicly, Drew Brees says, I want to refresh. Who dat? I'm back.
Yeah, so case
closed. What's the contract?
We don't know.
Do they know already?
No, and then everybody says, well, they'll work out the deal.
And they will. Right. Whereas, Philip Rivers.
By the way, if Tom Brady said, I really want to be the quarterback for the Patriots next year, came out publicly and said it, told Jeff Darlington, tweeted it, Instagrammed it.
He can't, though, because he doesn't know that the Patriots would want him back. The thing is, Breeze's relationship with Peyton and the Saints is so different.
Yes.
Drew Brees didn't have to have in his contract, you can't franchise me. Drew Brees actually got the contract that everybody said Brady would have wanted 2 years ago.
Right.
And then you have the Chargers, where Philip Rivers has been there his whole career. He texts Schefter and Mortensen and says, hey, I'm moving to Florida. And then the next thing you know, the Chargers release a statement. They're like, we're both going in different directions, and like, thanks, Phil. And you're like, all right, so they're done, and it's middle of February.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Brady and the Patriots thing were like, do they want him? How badly do they want him? How willing is he to leave? What is he going to do, visits? Are people going to come to him? Like, three cases, and they are all completely different.
And that tells you something right there about the communication and trust between Breeze, the Saints, and Peyton, and maybe the lack of communication, trust, same pageness with the Patriots, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady, right? He's comfortable saying, I'm back. And it's not easy. I believe he has more dead money from the voided con. They did
No, he does.
So it's not like, oh, they have $100 million in cap space. It's an easy contract. They'll give me another $28 million. No. They have no cap space, and you have dead money. So there's some issues there that need to be ironed out, but he doesn't care, right? It's just, who did? We back.
Well, is the difference here a simple one? And we've said this all along. Belichick has not said a word about whether he wants him back or not. Sean Payton has. Sean Payton was on those college pregame shows leading up to the national championship and saying, no, we want Drew Brees back. We want him back as our quarterback.
Yeah, it's weird, especially since those two guys are friends, Sean Payton and Bill Belichick, how they have GOAT Hall of Fame quarterbacks and they're handling it very differently. But their personalities are different. That's fine. But I do think on some level, wouldn't that give you reason for pause if you're Tom Brady? This, not that you've said anything, more that you've said nothing. Like, we've been doing this 20 years and we can't be anything like the Breeze
and
Saints.
Owner has said it, but the owner has also kind of indicated that it's Bill Belichick's call.
Oh, and the owner has also said, I hope he's either a Patriot or retires.
And we already know one is not going to happen.
Mr. Kraft, I said I'm not retiring, so are you trying to bully me into, like, saying I can't go to another team? Like,
right. Meanwhile, he has to post Instagram videos of him working out and saying how, like, motivated he is and everything else. We're like, yeah, we know that you're playing, and we know that you're good, and we know that you want to win next year. We got
it. You've really stumbled upon something here. The more you really delve into the similarities and differences between the Saints, the Patriots, Breeze.
It's crazy.
It's alarming.
Drew Breeze has gone to one Super Bowl.
Right.
He's gone to one.
Who's better right now?
So, I don't know. I guess maybe Breeze slightly, but it's also hard to tell because of the whole...
Because he's indoors, and he's got Mike Thomas, and he's got Alvin Kamara.
It's tricky. To me, they're very close. Like, we would constantly like update our quarterback rankings during the year, and I think they're both in the bottom part of the top 10.
Bottom part. Okay.
I think they're very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think Brady's numbers, if you just swapped him to New Orleans last year, would have been significantly better.
Than Breeze's or just himself?
Than his own.
That's what I'm
saying. No, I don't know about Breeze's, and like, but he would have been a better quarterback.
I think it was Wiggy or maybe it was a caller that said, well, if Brady was in New Orleans, they're in the Super Bowl. I'm like, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
I'm like, he might be better than Breeze, but I can't imagine by a whole lot and like enough to beat everybody in the a very good NFC. So I didn't buy it that far. I think they're pretty close. And then if you just want to throw in, you know, being used to the system, then okay, then Breeze probably is better in New Orleans than Brady is, just because of that, like, familiarity.
Right. But, you know, I think
if Breeze were the quarterback here,
yeah, you're
this
worse.
This past year.
You're worse.
Yes.
Would his quarterback numbers have been any better than Brady's?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I agree with you.
I bet they'd be, but I don't think they'd be tragically worse either. I bet they'd be kind of similar. It would look a little bit different. Yes. You know, he's a short little guy out there, but
would Brady's numbers have been dramatically better than Breeze if he were in New Orleans this past year?
Yeah. Than Breeze.
Better than Breeze's? Yeah. No. I mean,
his numbers.
Well, they would have been better because he wouldn't have missed time because he never misses time. So he would have played those five games.
Game.
That doesn't mean he's not hurt, though. He might have been out there with a bad thumb trying to, like, shot with the ball.
You know, to boil it down, like, their quarterback rating would have been within 2 or 3 points, probably, is my guess. I think they're kind of similar. The careers are different, but at this stage of the game, you probably have as good a chance to win with either one.
And he even might be mentally better, because just the fact that he looks
Brady,
Alvin Kamara, and Mike Thomas, and he's like,
I
got weapons now.
Yeah,
because you said it earlier, Dale, it's a weird dynamic with Brady. He is... Or at least he tells us he is one of the more positive people.
He acts very positive.
Right
and
up
upbeat.
Until, you know.
Until he beats Buffalo and then he gets the sads.
Or they ask him about a player on the team and he just like trashes them.
Right. So there's that
Matt
weird
Lacoste
dynamic.
Getting better, right?
What'd you say?
Right. Who? I said he's getting better, right?
Who dat?
He was out there.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a weird aspect there. And even he at points with the Greg Hill Show in the morning has said, I actually have a lot of emotions, and sometimes depending on when you catch me, you might get a different emotion where you're a little emotional and reactionary and rash.
I can tell you that people who are around him a lot more than any of us are, and a lot more than even the football media is, say that in general he is a very positive person. It is his general demeanor, sort of the antithesis of Rich Keefe.
Oh, positive guy.
Mr. Grumpy over here
are
sometimes.
You about what?
I don't know. I love my life.
You make it.
What do you want?
All right, I'll leave the Rich Keefe shot out of it. That he's a very positive, you know, positive thinking, upbeat kind of person who, I'm not saying he doesn't get worn down sometimes.
Right.
I'm not saying that when things go bad, he's like, oh, God, really? But I think he does try to be positive, which is why I think the relationship between he and Belichick has been strained at times.
I agree with
Belichick
the tries to
is
be.
The exact opposite. He's like Mr. Grumpy every day.
Right. And I agree with he tries to be positive. I think there is an approach, a mentality, and sometimes it probably takes a little slap in the face.
Yeah.
All right,
come on,
snap
Tom,
out of
let's
it.
Go.
Be positive today. You're a little down. But I also, getting back to that, when you talk about the relationship with Brady and Belichick, I think Bill Belichick has been virtually the same guy for 20 years.
Hmm.
You loved it for 8, 10, 12, right? At some point, Tom, did you stop liking it? You go down the road of Gronk, and we win a game, and how come it's not fun, and how come we can't? Blah, blah, blah.
I do think that.
Brady changed a little bit along the way at some point, I think.
Well, it can kind of wear on you. And plus, anytime the head coach is also such a big part of the personnel, I don't know how you can always just sort of leave things on the field or leave things off the field. Just like as a human being.
Right.
If this person
is the coach, and he's telling you what to do on the field, but he's also the guy saying, we only want you for 1 year and not two. Right. Like, how does that not seep in? And maybe you just say, you know what, enough's enough. I'm not going to pout. I'm not going to hold out. I'm not going to do anything like that, but I'm going to play out my time here. And at 20 years, there is a small list of professional athletes in the history of sports who have played with one head coach for 20 years. And maybe it just kind of wears on you, the combination of the contract, what's going on, the personnel around you. You don't hate them, but you're just like, time to move on. I have a couple of years left. I don't want to end it like this.
Mike's on the cell. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Picking up to the speaker. Talking about the Brees difference with Keith, you realize that the Saints can't franchise Drew Brees. He's been franchised twice in his career, so by the CBA rule, he can't be franchised. So there's completely different situation with Brady, that Brees had all the leverage with the Saints when he's been doing these contracts. Brady didn't have that leverage before he negotiated this past year with the phony extension where he couldn't be franchised. So it was a different situation.
Yeah, but the same thing, like they didn't have to sign him to a 2-year deal a couple years ago, did they?
Who, the Saints?
Yeah.
They had no one behind him. They didn't have Teddy Bridgewater at that point, so they had to have security for themselves. And also talking about...
They couldn't get anybody else.
Well, let me ask you this, Keith. Has Brady ever been overpaid? Has he ever been paid what his market rate is?
I think he was the highest paid quarterback
maybe once.
I think he was the highest
not
paid
much.
Quarterback 1 year.
Yeah, not yes. much.
Well, from 2010 to 2014, when he signed the extension after the lockout, the Patriots made him the highest paid player in the league.
Right.
They gave him $18 million. So this idea that Brady's given money his entire career is not completely an accurate assumption of the fact. Since his extension in 2016, yes, you can say he's taken less than the market. He could have been bumped up when those extensions were given out in the extension he got after Super Bowl 49. But they have not underpaid him his entire career. This narrative that he's done this his whole career is just that.
What Who said
Brady's
that?
Done is he's got a signing
who
bonus.
Who said he was underpaid his entire career?
Well, the media narrative out there.
It's more of a fan-led narrative.
Well, he's the fourth highest-paid football player in the history of the league. So I don't think...
He's made $235 million in his career.
And entered the league as a sixth-round pick, which hurts his early earnings.
And he still made all that money. I think the point would be, did he ever max out what he could make? Probably not, but he's definitely made a lot of money. We talked about that yesterday. We didn't even mention that today, so I don't know what you're referring to.
We talked about the four highest paid players in the history of the National Football League are the two Mannings, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady. Yeah. Now, Brady's fourth, but to your point, two of those guys came in as the first overall pick in the draft. Brees came in as a second-round pick, 32nd or whatever it was. And Tom Brady came in as a sixth-round pick, lucky to get minimum wage his first year in the league. So, you know, he kind of was behind the eight ball.
Right. He could have made more over the years.
Yes.
But he was not grossly underpaid or...
No.
Because the other thing is, every time he did his deals, he would retweak something and $28 million in cash. Here it is.
Yeah, they would it would always be portrayed as he took a pay cut.
Nope.
He never, ever, ever took a pay cut.
Sort of like Rich's thing earlier. Oh, I won money for life, but wait a minute, I only get $50,000. Brady's like, no, give me the give me $30 million this year.
Yeah.
Make my salary $1 million next year, whatever you need to find your books.
I don't care what you call it. Give it to
I
me
got $30 million in my bank account.
Smart.
Oh, I bought a condo that I flipped and turned it from $2 million to $6 million. Ooh, that $30 million's working nice.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Kiefer Madness, our week in review coming up just moments from now, but first we trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Visit weei.com/Aruba. Enter the code word RELAX right now for a chance to win an all-inclusive 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Aruba. You'll stay at Divi Village Golf and Beach Resort with the links at Divi Aruba, a meticulously landscaped 9-hole ocean view golf course that offers play over the water and beautifully landscaped lagoons. So enter the code word RELAX now at weei.com/Aruba for your chance to win a getaway to Aruba, one happy island. Your next chance to win comes today at 4:30 with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier live from Fort Myers. It's brought to you by Divi Village Golf and Beach Resort and the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
You see that at Circus Du Lait all the time.
Oh, man. See, they're always messing up something.
We have two new things that police want parents to pay attention to. Drugs and gangs.
I bring it.
Here we go. It's a Friday around noon 30. That means it's time for our week in review here on Dale and Keith. And let's begin with a segment within this segment that would be Wise Words from Wiggy.
And now, Wise Words.
When you look at the screw-ups versus getting it right.
From Wiggy.
You have a giant mold on your right side.
A what?
LeBron said, I am a fan of sports. Bashir Baraka Jackson. They probably feel like the guy Mike Fry is. Let me see. LaVishka? We don't know if there wasn't a buzzer. How many players you think really look at Mike Fries and goes, I wouldn't even say 2.5. I'd say one and two halves. You couldn't have found another player to do what Kevin Garnett did.
People think that that's like accumulated over weeks.
That's the week. That's this week.
That's one this week. Week.
John does a great job of putting those together. That is from this week.
Is that a new one? That
one and two halves?
Yeah.
One and two halves.
I know.
He said it wasn't two. It was one and two halves.
That's tremendous. LaVishka? We don't know if there wasn't a buzzer. How many players you think really look at Mike Fries and goes, I wouldn't even say 2.5. I'd say one and two halves. You couldn't have found another player to do what Kevin Garnett did.
Math is hard.
Mike Fryers has gotten more coverage this week.
Kevin Garank.
Pretty good. This week, we just added separately. This was also from Wiggy, but from the Greg Hill
bonus
show.
Bonus edition.
We took this one out separate. We could have added it into this, but this is a standalone.
I feel like the coronavirus, like it's 15 minutes of fame is starting to kind of fizzle a little bit. Yeah.
You do? What?
Now the ship that was in the Japan harbor is now in, so I feel like it's starting to fizzle.
How is it fizzling out?
It is. I'm telling you. Go to trending. It's not trending on social media no more. it's not trending.
What's trending on social media over coronavirus?
Well, I think obviously, the COVID.
Mookie? Mookie Betts has taken over for the coronavirus.
Now, right now, it would be Layla Ali, Doug Collins.
There you go.
And the Taliban.
Oh, well. The Taliban's back in it?
Yeah, because there's some ceasefire went into effect between the U.S. and the Taliban.
Because Wiggy's a little bit right there in that you get the perception through media.
You do.
It's like, I don't know. I can't answer this question right now. Are the fires still burning in Australia?
Probably. But they stopped talking about them.
But it's no longer like the top of the news, a big deal. And you get sort of...
scare you enough, they freak you out enough, and then they move on to the next thing to freak you out on.
And then we all move on.
Everything's covered.
And
one of the top trends right now is there's a bear roaming around Los Angeles.
He's a big boy, too.
You wouldn't be able to mess with him.
Wasn't he asleep in the backyard of some place?
Probably taking a snooze. He's probably hibernating. Right?
He looks a little dazed, like he just woke up.
These bears.
He found a picnic basket.
And there's a guy like 10 feet from the bear recording him, like walking around. I would not get that close to a brown bear.
That's just dumb.
They can also smell menstrual cycles.
Huh?
Bears can.
Is that a problem for you right now?
For me? No, I'm good.
So, but it can be a problem. Have you guys ever run into a bear in the wild? I have.
No. I've seen him, but no.
Yeah,
no.
You know, I don't mean literally run into him, but I
bumped it. Hey, watch where you're going, bear.
You know, we were out up in Maine going out to camp, and here was a mom and two cubs.
Oh, don't get in between
them. That's
not good.
Walking across the road right in front of me, and I went, I think I'll just back off here.
Yep. Wide berth. Just
I'm going to be messing with the bear.
Especially incredible creatures.
Oh, yeah. Get out of there.
Don't mess with mamas.
No.
This was a call from earlier in the week. We'll get Andy Hart's take on this, if this could be a real possibility.
Frank's in Westboro. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, I was just calling about the possibility of maybe signing Brady to a contract, like a four-year contract and guaranteeing $60 million of it, and then trading him to San Francisco for Jimmy Garoppolo. It works out for Brady. He gets to play with a high-caliber team, finish out his career. And we get Jimmy back here in New England.
Yeah, it makes sense. They should.
I'm not sure it makes sense for San Francisco.
No, I was obviously joking. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean,
what? You know you'd have immediately $60 million of dead space on your cap. I don't want to be the
No, it's not even about the dead space. Forget about the dead space.
Okay.
It's you're going to sign Brady to a four-year deal. Is he going to really play 4 years? And now you're going to trade him to Garoppolo? I thought this nonsense was over.
It's San Francisco's problem if I trade him.
Hey, do you know Brady's from the San Francisco area?
Did you know he was at the catch, the game?
He was. Yeah, he's a big fan.
Have you heard that?
Montana was a hero of his.
Yeah, I'd take Jimmy
and
back.
And then that way.
Would you take Jimmy right now?
Belichick over what?
Over Brady. Let's fast forward from a few years ago when it was Brady or Garoppolo, two more years of Brady, X number
starting
of years.
Right now?
I'm not going
right
anywhere.
Now. Do I have that Super
forget
Bowl?
Forget the details.
The detail would be, do I have the Super Bowl over the Rams?
No, I'm saying right now.
Oh, right now?
Like, forget money and, like, trade. If you could just pick one of the two to be your quarterback moving
that's
forward.
That's a good question.
Garoppolo, Brady.
Yeah, probably Garoppolo.
I would.
Right? Just years-wise.
I mean, he was going to be a Super Bowl MVP until the bottom fell.
Oh, that's true.
Dale? Missed one damn throw.
I think I probably long-term like to have Jimmy Garoppolo, but I don't think that's
going to
happen.
I'm going to the website
right now.
Well,
I know it's not going to happen, but...
Arnold Coleman.
Yeah, I'd rather have
Brady
Garoppolo.
Sucks, bring back Garoppolo.
Andy Hart's not normally in Week in Review, so I don't know why this has changed, but it has.
Oh, is this from Dale and Hart on Monday?
Nope, this was from Mud at Night featuring Andy Hart on Tuesday.
Well, I took my daughter to the gym today. We did tries and buys together.
What an a-hole.
We did tries and buys, baby. Should have seen her doing some curls. We had
the
to,
last
know,
thing your
modify
daughter
the
wanted
workouts.
To do was go to the gym with dad.
She enjoyed it.
So, hot, what?
She thinks she's going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. How old is she?
10.
Oh, my God.
She did the whole workout with me. She didn't want to. And
so you
then
dragged her to the gym.
She did the treadmill. She didn't run. I was disappointed. It was one treadmill away, and I kept looking over, and she never went to a trot. She walked the whole time.
I'm sure people at the gym were thrilled it was take your kid to the gym day during the workout.
She was fine.
Did she spot anyone? Help anyone out?
No, I tried to have her do, I did close grip bench for my tries, and then I tried to have her do it with the little bent bar, and it was too much for her. Please, we almost had an incident.
Please save all of this for my friends Dale and Keith. Friday at 10 a.m., please label this for John Anderson. Andy proved once again that he's, we know.
My God.
What?
Andy Hart.
10-year-old.
I already thought he was bad wearing the rubber wedding ring and actually still working out. It is, 40?
Actually still working.
Yeah, give it up. It's over, right?
Dale works out. Why don't you make fun of him?
What are you competing for?
Dale works out.
Yeah, but my daughter would kick my ass at the gym.
Is Dale doing...
she's also 29 years old.
Dale's not doing close grip bench. You do close grip bench, Dale?
No, hell
okay.
No.
Update. Yesterday, I said, Sid, you want to go to the gym? No.
Smart.
Shot me
Smart.
Down.
Smart.
Shot me
Good
down.
Idea.
It was a fun workout, though. It was Mutt was complaining he couldn't wait for his kids to go back to school. He was sick of vacation week.
Oh, really?
And I was explaining, I took it as an opportunity to spend more time with my daughter. We went to the gym together.
Yeah, how does she feel about it?
She enjoyed the workout.
No, she didn't.
Her arms were a little sore.
A 10-year-old girl does not enjoy doing tries and buys. There's no way she was happy with that.
It was None. Daddy time.
Well, Robin Minnesota called in earlier this week with what could be, it's still a pending scoop, Dale. This isn't an official scoop just yet, but I would put it under the pending category.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. I just a friend just came up to my desk here. I'm from Peabody originally, but I live in Minnesota.
Okay.
And one of his very good friends works for the Vikings, and he said that actually the deal is already done, and it'll be official, like it'll be public in the next like hour or so.
Where's he going?
So I'm coming to New England.
How do you like that?
Wow. What day was this?
It was Wednesday, but.
So we're 48 hours later.
It's a few hours. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't right about the time necessarily, but it's done.
So Stephon Diggs to the Pats, according to Rob, in Minnesota. And I wouldn't take that in Minnesota part lightly, because that's where the Vikings are.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So who would know better than somebody that's in the state?
So should I be concerned that there's a hang-up?
Yeah. Something? Well, listen, the league year hasn't begun yet, so maybe you don't want
to
really
look
at this.
You can agree to it, so I'm still
waiting on
that. Now, was this before or after he removed the Vikings from his social media feed?
I think this was after, to be fair.
It would have been great if this were before.
No, I know.
That would have fueled the fire.
I know.
The Mike Fryers. Or
Mike
Fryers.
Yeah, I know.
Providence Fryers.
It might as well be. All right, Dale, there's your week in review.
Well, we might have one more thing we'll add in there, if you don't mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we enter this program. This is breaking news.
The Bruins have made a trade.
Oh.
Ooh, here we go.
According to Pierre LeBrun, who is as good as anybody in that business, the Bruins have apparently traded for Andre Kase. He is with the Anaheim Ducks right now. He is 24 years old. He is a right shot, right wing. He is his current salary is $2.6 million. Cap hit is $2.6 million. He has scored as many as 20 goals in the NHL. A couple of years ago, he had 20 goals in 66 games. Last year, he was limited to just 30 games, had 11 goals. This year, in 49 games, 7 goals, 16 assists, 23 points. This is not necessarily the move or a gigantic move, but I think it's a good move. This guy is really underrated. Now, I don't know yet what's going in return.
Well, according to Marissa Ingemi, who covers the Bruins for the Herald.
I see what it is now, yeah.
A first-round pick and David Backes.
So this was the way you were able to get out from under the David Backes deal.
Is giving up a first-round pick a smart way of doing that?
Well, if you didn't get Andre Kase back, yeah. No, it would not be.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But the
so this guy's
here,
good? Let's pretend I don't know who this is.
Me too.
Is this guy any good?
He's underrated.
Okay.
Yeah,
he
has the potential to be a good
player. You can sell me on that.
The other thing.
So last year, sorry, Dale. I was going to say, last year he played in 30 games.
Yeah, he had
some injury issues last year.
And the season usually is like 80-ish.
There's more games than that there.
It's a healthy scratch for 50. No, he wasn't.
Andre Kase for
Boy.
Backes.
He doesn't
and a first
spell
round
it like
pick.
You thought you would.
No.
Yeah, Bob McKenzie says David Backes will be a piece of the package going back to Anaheim. Now, if it's Backes and a first-round pick.
That seems dumb to me. Because I said earlier I would trade the first-round pick, no questions asked.
Right.
But it seems like you traded the first-round pick to get a little bit more value out of Backes, who has no value.
Right.
And you're getting a player who, again, maybe he comes in and surprises a lot of us, but he's another guy who's not that big, and he's got 7 goals this season. Doesn't really wow me.
Well, I did like how Dale said he had, at one point he scored 20 goals.
He's under contract for this year and next year, and he's a restricted free agent in 2021-22.
And he's a right wing.
And he's a right wing, and he's 24 years old.
Would they put him with Krejci, you think?
I think they might.
Okay.
Dale, now, does this
seven
mean they're
goals,
done?
7 goals.
No, this
is
does not
impressive.
Mean they're done.
But they traded away a first round pick. That's not nothing.
No, no. And I do think
that would be a part of a bigger. Like, if they got a big name guy, whether it was Brandon Saad or Chris Kreider, one of those guys, wouldn't you thought the first round pick would be a part of that?
Right, yes.
So play the game with me here.
Let's play.
And,
Love a game.
I'm just theorizing here. You've sent Backes to Anaheim as part of this deal, freeing up not an unsubstantial amount of salary cap room.
Yes.
What if you're trying to tie up Torrey Krug to a contract extension and this gives you the money to do that?
Okay.
So what if you trade Backes and a first-round pick, and in return you get Andre Kase and Krug signed to an extension?
Yeah, but I mean, I was working under the impression that Krug was at least on this cup run of a team anyway, so it doesn't really knock my socks off.
Yeah, and
Kase has the same number of goals as Danton Heinen. I'm not that thrilled.
Well, you sound it. I can tell the tone. I've always told you you have a tonality
issue. I have a tone,
issue.
And it's hard
it's a
to
very
hide
negative
the
tone right now. See, Dale
now,
has
fair,
a positive tone.
Well, to be fair, I'm not an Anaheim Ducks expert, so this guy could be the best 7-goal scorer in the league, but I am underwhelmed.
Marissa Ingemi is saying that there is another part of this. And
good.
That it, no, you won't like that. Hold off on your good.
All right.
Bruins prospect Axel Anderson is also going to Anaheim.
They took Axel?
Yeah, you don't know him either. Let me test you here.
Yeah.
Anderson, one S or two?
Probably two, and he's Swedish, right?
Well, if you had done that with Andre to start, there's no way you would have spelled
O-N-D-R-E-J wouldn't come immediately
no
to mind.
No.
Not getting that.
You could have started giving me letters and I wouldn't have gotten there.
I will tell you this. What this means is that this is not the move. This is not the only move. This opens the door to another move or two. One could be a Torrey Krug extension, which I'd be all for.
Axel Anderson, by the way, was their second round pick in 2018. That was the year that they didn't have a first round pick. So he was their top pick in the 18 draft.
That doesn't always mean you're good, though. Derek Rivers was the Patriots' top pick 1 year.
Oh, 100%. Really, but I'm just saying he's a second rounder.
So, Dale, the financial aspect of this with Backus, could that open up money for the here and for the now, or just for the future for Krug?
Both this year and next year.
No, but I'm saying forget the Krug idea. That's one idea, right?
Right.
What if it was just an opportunity in a different direction?
To get another rental.
Right. Financially.
Like for this
year.
Does
this open up the possibility of a higher priced rental acquisition?
Yes, absolutely. You're saving.
You like that?
I like that better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This will lead to other moves. I just gave Krug as a theory here. No, this now opens up some more salary cap room because I think they're looking at another. And for instance, Chris Kreider is going to be much more expensive in terms of the cost. What I want to know is if it was this year's first round pick.
But I just, before...
Because if it is, I think that's part of the cost to get Kreider.
Yeah. Well, because my question would be, and I think we all know the answer, but if you just heard that this guy, Kase, was available, would anybody have said first round pick?
No, but we didn't know about the Backus part.
But I'm just saying the player there, because we've seen a long list of guys.
With Patrick Marleau, you know, where Toronto was trying to get out from under the Patrick Marleau contract, and they had to trade Marleau and a first-round pick to get out from under it.
Now, they were in a worse cap situation than the Bruins are.
No, absolutely.
But I would just say with the player, because we've seen the list of deals that have gotten done in the last week, and it seems like, well, especially for defensemen. I know Cassie's a forward, but it's been all second-round picks. Second, third-round picks. It seemed to be the going rate for a lot of the guys that have been dealt, and this guy goes for a first.
Here's my quick scouting report from my Nesson colleague, Billy Jaffe.
All right.
I said, do you like Andre Kase? He says, yes.
Okay.
Needs to stay healthy, though. Okay. Good player. Can score. Means they'll do something else, too.
Can score. Mm-hmm. Hasn't this year, but he can.
He can.
Yeah.
He was a 20-goal scorer a couple years ago.
He was.
Get over
I know he was.
And I like that last phrase.
He missed over half the year.
Yeah, means they'll do something else, which is what
so
I've
that
saying.
I like, too.
Yeah, this is not, okay, we're good here. We're done.
Yeah. But you're more in on it if it's an acquisition that you
just
are creating
Krug.
Cap space for than Krug.
100%.
Okay, I agree with you there.
Because I think you're...
Because otherwise, you didn't add anything. Like,
you're a cup contender, and then you just re-sign a guy. It doesn't really get you all fired up.
Right.
Because you might be able to re-sign him in the offseason anyway, depending on how you maneuver stuff.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We ran a little late, but we had news to give you. So we got to move along here. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Reviews are in.
First of all, I'm a Daleaholic. You guys listening to you two together is great.
Thanks for being on every day and entertaining us.
This is Dale and Keith.
Hi, Dale.
This show has really grown on me. Rich is whacked.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
We have some but not all of the details of this trade that the Bruins have apparently put together today. What we know is that the Bruins are sending David Backes, a first-round pick, and prospect Axel Anderson to the Anaheim Ducks for Andre Kase. We don't know that it's this year's first-round pick. All it says is a first-round pick. We assume it is, but I'm not positive of that.
That, to me, seems key in terms of your sort of belief that there's another move coming.
Oh, I think there's going to be another move coming. It just, right. You know.
So now are you trading two first-round picks, one this year, one future pick, and one of these deals?
Have a hard time believing that.
So,
yeah. Here's what Billy Jaffe tweeted out moments ago. Kase should fit well with Krejci. Scouting report from two people that know him well, he says he's combined this. Fast, skilled, high energy, can score. If he stays healthy, the B's got a good one, quote unquote.
All right.
Now, supposedly, the Bruins have also retained some of the salary of David Backes, which...
I don't like that.
I don't like as much.
Right. I think if you gave up less, you would understand doing that.
By the way, it is this year's first-round pick. Anaheim just tweeted out the details of the trade. So it is this year's first-round pick.
And the Bruins retained 25%. I like it less than before we went to the commercial break.
Matthew Barnaby tweeted out, healthy, I think Kase is a legit 25-goal guy. Bruins got rid of a bad contract and grab a top six that's needed.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if he ends up being a top six. I mean, I just look at it as his rookie year. I think that's where a lot of people are making the projections.
He was 22 years old at the time, yep.
Then he played in only 30 games. I don't know what injury he had. The only thing I read is that he had season-ending surgery. He doesn't say on what yet. He had 11 goals, though. And then this year, he has 7 goals in 49 games. That's the same number as Danton Heinen, and I don't think anybody would consider him a goal scorer.
And a question about the 25%. Of the entire contract?
Yes, including next year.
So this year, next year, yeah.
I don't love that either.
I know.
I'm trying to look for the silver lining, get back to the positive side of this.
No, I'm finding it less likable. I just think as long as there's another move or two, you can talk yourself into it.
I could almost promise you there's at least another move.
I just thought that the first round pick, which I have no problem moving, I just thought it would have been a part of a better player. Or, you know, like a more established type guy. Some of the names that have been out there. Because this guy's
a 25 goal scorer.
Is he?
Well, Matthew Barnaby
if you add
that
up all the seasons, he is.
Dom Luschizin. I have a hard time always saying his name. He's the hockey analytics guy that I follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
He says the perfection line is already scary enough. DeBrusk, Krejci, Kase is a terrifying second line on top of that.
Now. Is it?
Seven goals is terrifying?
How is that terrifying?
You know what this feels?
To who?
You know what this feels like to me as I look at this? A year ago at the trade deadline, Don Sweeney acquired Charlie Coyle and Marcus Johansson. Everybody was all fired up about Charlie Coyle, and everybody looked at Johansson and said, yeah, okay, really? And nobody was fired up about Johansson.
No, people weren't. Actually, I don't think they were, except for people who knew him were fired up about Coyle, to be honest.
Well, and Coyle saw more upside for Coyle and, you know.
I don't know. I remember I personally was like, why would you give up Ryan Donato for Charlie Coyle? And you look at how that one turned out. Coyle has been much better. In fact, Coyle's stats, and so maybe Kase will be the same way, because I remember looking at Coyle's stats. At the time of the trade, he did not do much. He had not been really lighting it up, and you're like, he's local. I'm like, all right, that's the best thing you can say about him. But he ended up fitting in really nicely, and they gave him an extension and all of that. So maybe Kase will be like that, but I don't know how with a straight face you can say what a scary second line it is.
Jaffe was asked about, you know, 7 goals this year. Should we really be excited? He said, fair question.
Okay, good.
Let's see if he can re-elevate his game to another level being on a really good team.
True, that helps.
He showed it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When, you know, they were a better team. He was a better player. Their team is horrible right now.
Yeah.
He scored 25 goals in 30 games in the U16 Czech League in 2010.
It. Stop that right now. Stop it. I mean, listen, let's wait and see as far as, you know, how he's going to fit in. I just felt like the first round pick would have netted you a little bit more. And also the Backus deal, it sounds like you're not getting rid of all of it. It's just you're getting rid of 75% of it.
What ended up being a bad contract.
One of the worst.
I'm more concerned about the first round pick because Dale just shook me off as, you know, it less believable that they would trade multiple first round picks.
I don't believe they
now and Monday.
I do not believe that he would trade this year's and next year's first round.
How much value do some of their guys like Vaakanainen have and
They actually are considered to have a very deep pool of prospects.
So maybe that's kind of similar, right? Because so some teams, your first round pick, it's like, or we have these guys that are all playing. You know,
instead of a player and a pick, it's two players.
I will also give you yet another piece of news.
Oh, look at you, dude.
Look at us here.
Do we need to sit in the news desk?
Well, it's funny because we talked about this earlier. We talked about what Jim Trotter had tweeted out. Tom Pelissero just tweeted out seconds ago. The NFLPA Executive Committee voted 6-5 not to recommend the current CBA proposal. That is simply a recommendation, though. It now goes to the 32-man Board of Representatives. So the Executive Committee voted 6-5 to say, I don't like this deal.
So
now the 32 members, the team reps now vote. They need 22 of 32 to then send it to a general vote.
I'm not 100% sure on this, but aren't the six members who already voted against it part of the 32?
Yes, they are.
So 11 people have voted. Six of them have voted against it.
Yes.
CNN would call this and say it's not going to pass, right? Using their polling methods and projecting.
They're only 3% reporting. Right? Like, oh, it's over.
It's over. It's a 6-5 out of 11. That's 12 to 10, right? There's your votes. Not everybody even voted yet.
And that's kind of the point here when Trotter said, you know, I'm hearing they may have the votes to not pass this thing. Now, my question is, what then happens? Does this thing just explode?
Yes.
The Players Association, no, we're out.
There's going to be temper tantrums from the owners. They don't like when they're pushed back upon.
No.
Especially when they're trying to fast pass this through, right? Mm-hmm. Not even slow down. We got to get this done. We want to know how we're doing business next week. I'm the Cowboys. I want to transition tag this guy or friend. We need to know what we're doing here. All right, we got to go. Vote. Mm-hmm. Okay, we voted. You lose. I'm out. Right? And they don't like that. These are 32 men, women, and rich people
who aren't used to being told no.
Right. They don't get told no.
Right.
And they're being told no by their players.
Yeah.
So this went from quickly everybody was like, oh, we got 10 years of labor peace. Look how quickly this is going to go through to, oh, is this actually going to be a
what?
Is this going to be a butting of the heads here? Are we doing this? Is it on?
Brady might not play elsewhere. He might just not play.
Imagine that. They have like a 3-year lockout. And he's like, I'm like 60 now. I'm done.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's been a flood of news all afternoon.
I like
long.
It.
It's good stuff.
Not a lot positive, Dale. What do you got?
Well, I like the deal more than you do, but that's.
Yeah. Yeah, but you only like it in part because you think there's something else coming.
Oh, I almost guarantee there's something else coming.
Right, but we have to see what it is.
This is a second, and in fact, I think it's a secondary deal as opposed to a primary.
That's like liking the Mookie deal because they're going to sign somebody next year. Well, no, right now,
you got to be careful.
And to that end, this does give the Bruins much more salary cap space for a Torey Krug deal. Whether it's now or in the offseason, they now have more money to spend.
But like, how does that help me win a cup here and now?
I understand.
Yeah, my focus is on the cup, so that part is like, that's nice, but that's not what I'm worried about.
I don't need an Excel spreadsheet to tell me whether I like what you're doing. I need to say, am I going to be jumping up and down, enjoying goals?
You didn't know
cups?
How to spell Andre. How much do you know about this deal?
Well, I don't like it. 7 goals. I looked it up.
Yeah, 7.
Rich and I are simpleton. Here? Yeah, is that is that minus?
Goals? What is that?
What is this minus 3? Yeah, I don't like this at all.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Grumpy Sports Radio WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto parts.